Agenda item number nine, discussion and possible action on Salt Creek Graham, Texas project by Michael McLendon, Upper Basin Regional Manager.
Thank you again. Kind of like Monica, she was excited to give you some good news, and I'm excited as well with this presentation. It's been a long time, but as you may recall, back in July, we advised the board that we had finally reached resolution with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers on our Graham Salt Creek project, and so I wanted to provide a brief update to the board. Quick history. In 2012, we began discussions with the City of Graham and the Corps of Engineers on how to move this project forward. It was kind of stagnant and it was stalling. That endeavor resulted in the Corps of Engineers providing the BRA several options. We came back to the board in 2012, presented those options to the board, and the board approved the general manager the authorization to execute an agreement with the Corps of Engineers and the city. We had multiple meetings with the Corps of Engineers and the city to try to develop that agreement. Soon it became evident that those endeavors, that the Corps was not going to follow through. So in 2016, we sought the authorization of the project, and we were successful in December of 2016. So where are we at now? Where does that leave us now that we've deauthorized the project? One component of the project was to remove the individuals out of the 10-year floodplain, and we've successfully done that. The individuals are out of the 10-year floodplain, and we've also demoed the associated structures. The BRA has an inundation easement over the properties within the 10-year floodplain, so we're able to either temporarily inundate those waters if necessary. There is a small area that the city-owned property. They have a sale barn and some baseball fields that we do not have an inundation easement over at this juncture. This agreement would provide the BRA a inundation easement if it's executed, if and when. In addition, we do not budget any funding this fiscal year. In 2012, when the Corps provided its options to us, we were anticipated moving forward at that time. However, as I said, there were multiple delays. So FY18, I did not budget any funds. I wanted to wait until it materialized, and I would come back and request authorization from the board to move forward. Also, we wanted to be more prudent in our budgeting process. Each year, we were budgeting $1.4 million, and it wasn't getting spent. So the next steps is really to seek authorization from the board to proceed forward with execution of an agreement between the Brazos River Authority and the city. Essentially, it would be a reconfirmation of an agreement, but without the Corps of Engineers. So I do have a resolution for your consideration. It provides, as I stated, the authorization of the general manager to execute an agreement. It also provides $1.4 million amendment to the FY18 budget. $1.3 million would be conveyed to the city, consistent with the terms of that agreement. The city would take over some of the requirements that the BRA had to provide recreational improvements, and then it would also help for the O&M costs associated that the city will maintain that property from here on out. And then there's $100,000 in there for direct labor cost. We've had to mow that property. There's been a lot of illegal dumping. We've had to remove a lot of trash. And so I've got some costs that I want to capture that was unanticipated. Yes, ma'am.
I got a little confused. You said there was still some areas on there that had some baseball or some kind of recreation.
Yes, ma'am.
And it could be inundated in a flood?
Yes, ma'am. It's like a lot of municipalities, they take those type of areas and place baseball fields on, or unfortunately sometimes you see water waste.
But our agreement covers us if there should be an inundation there.
Yes,
and we don't have any liability for those fields
that's
or any future fields they want to build in that area.
Correct.
Is that correct?
Yes, we'll have a inundation easement over the whole project area.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And does that happen very often?
Yes, ma'am. There was a floods in 78, 2005, 1990.
Mm-hmm.
It's a 10-year floodplain, and you've heard a lot with Harvey about 800 years. So
obviously
it can occur a lot more.
Okay. I just want to be clear what we were covering, so
yes,
that, that's good.
Yeah, that's our biggest issue here is reducing that liability. Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Mike, as I understand it, this closes out our financial obligations now on this project. We're through with it, no more money, so forth.
Yes, sir. That's why I said it was good news.
Okay.
Originally, the Corps of Engineers budget for this was, when they came to us, it was $4.2 million. When they came to us in 2011, what prompted that, it had gone up to $6.5 million. And so that's when we went back and said, hey, that would have only gotten us through phase one of a three-phase project. So looking at it now, our costs to date are, if you include the $1.3 million that we pay for the recreation and the O&M to the city, it's $6.3 million. And so we're actually under what they had projected just for one additional year. And the Corps was going to continue to keep escalating that cost over time. But the biggest problem that we had, as Director Johnson pointed out, was the delays. Every time you delayed, every day you could have a flood, and then you'd have extreme liability associated with that.
Any more questions? Read your resolution, please.
Yes, sir. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager, CEO, to enter into any and all contracts and or agreements to provide resolution to the Salt Creek Graham, Texas project. And be it further resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes and approves amending the fiscal year 2018 Graham Flood Control Capital Improvement Project budget to $1.4 million.
You heard the resolution, the motion to adopt.
So moved.
Richard.
Second.
Second by, who is that?
John Henry.
John Henry. Please poll the board.
President Officer Scott.
Yes.
Director Ball.
Yes.
Director Bell.
Yes.
Director Adams.
Yes.
Director Bennis.
Yes.
Director Christian.
Yes.
Director Flores.
Yes.
Director Grant.
Yes.
Director Huber.
Yes.
Director Johnson.
Yes.
Director Lattimore.
Yes.
Director Lloyd.
Yes.
Director Luton.
Yes.
Director Rankin.
Yes.
Director Smith.
Yes.
Director Tallis. Director Taylor?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.